A title appears, The Big Bad Wolf. Butterflies hover over a patch of flowers as two birds fly past. Wearing a red hooded cape, Little Red Riding Hood skips over a short bridge, then past the flower patch along a path. She arrives at the house of the three little pigs. Two pigs dance outside while the third pig works on the roof. One of the dancing pigs wears a blue sailor's shirt and hat and plays a fiddle, while the other wears a black sailor's shirt with a white hat and blows a flute. Dressed in blue overalls and a white hat, the third pig lays bricks above a doorway. Playing their instruments, the dancing pigs head toward Red Riding Hood and raise their hats to her.
Good morning, Little Red Riding Hood.
Good morning, how do you do?
Good morning, Miss Riding Hood.
He cuts a brick to size and lays it on the unfinished wall.
Where are you going, Red Riding Hood? What's in the basket? Something good?
I'm bringing Grandma cakes and wine. She's awful, awful sick. I'm in a great big hurry, too. I've got to get there quick.
You'll get there quick, Red Riding Hood. You can take the shortcut through the woods.
The third pig turns to them.
There's danger in them woods. Beware, the big bad wolf is lurking there. Better do be safe than sorry. Shortcuts are not always good. Take the long road round the forest while the wolf is in the wood.
The other two pigs rock with laughter.
That old wolf is just a sissy. All he does is huff and puff. We'll go with you and protect you. Come along, we'll call his bluff.
They spit on the ground and dance.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Red Riding Hood follows the two pigs as they play their instruments. The third pig shakes his head. The trio reach a sign pointing to the forest that reads, Shortcut. Another sign pointing away reads, Long Road. They head into the forest. In the forest, two clawed feet emerge from under a bush with a tail sticking out the back. The wolf pokes his head out through the leaves. He takes a few more steps, then spots the trio. The pigs and Red Riding Hood skip along a path between the trees. Dressed in a top hat and pants with suspenders, the wolf drools. He grabs a bag and climbs a nearby tree. Seated in a branch, he ties one end of his suspenders to another branch and gives it a tug. Taking a golden wig with a crown out of the bag, he places it on his head and strokes it.
I'll get him.
As the trio nears the tree, the wolf lowers on his suspenders. Dressed in a frock with wings and waving a wand, he dances.
I'm Goldilocks, the fairy queen. Spirit of the woods am I. Whoops!
Flapping his arms like bird's wings, he floats back and forth.
You flitter, fly from tree to tree. Come, come, my dears, you're safe with me. Whoops!
As he bounces on his suspenders, the branch he hangs from snaps and drops. The branch knocks his wig off. Red Riding Hood falls back. The pigs grab their instruments and flee. Red Riding Hood runs away from the wolf, with the branch trailing behind him. As he passes between two adjacent trees, the branch lodges against them and snaps him back like a slingshot. Stuck between the trunks, the wolf yanks his tail and pulls himself free. He tumbles to the ground. Looking ahead, he sees Red Riding Hood fleeing through the forest.
Curses!
Holding on to his trousers, he stands. With a thoughtful look, he snaps his fingers, then heads off. The fleeing pigs race toward two rabbits, who dash off. The pigs run past a patch of flowers and overtake the rabbits. Elsewhere, the wolf sneaks through a fence surrounding a cottage. Hiding behind a tree, he peers out. crawls to the door and peeps through a keyhole. Inside, Grandma knits as she lies in bed.
Come in!
The wolf enters. As he darts toward Grandma, she leaps out of bed. The old woman climbs inside an open wardrobe and locks herself in. The wolf tugs at its doors. Outside, Red Riding Hood runs toward the house. Stopping near the door, she glances back. She straightens her dress and hair, then climbs to the stoop and grabs a door knocker. With an alarmed look, the wolf quickly grabs a pink dress and bonnet hanging on the side of the wardrobe and puts them on. Jumping into bed, he puts on Grandma's glasses and pulls the covers up.
Come in.
Opening the door, Red Riding Hood skips inside. She closes it behind her and heads to the bed. The wolf blinks wearily.
Good morning, Grandma. How do you feel today?
Terrible!
He covers his mouth.
Not so hot, dearie.
Red Riding Hood stares closely.
Ooh, Grandma, what big eyes you've got.
All the better to look you over, dearie.
Ooh, Grandma, what a big nose you've got.
All the better to...
He glances at us.
How am I doing?
He turns back to Red Riding Hood.
Ooh, Grandma, what a big mouth you've got.
You ain't seen the half of it, dearie.
As he jumps out of bed, his bonnet and glasses fall off. He chases the girl around a table. She heads under the table, and the wolf follows. At the three little pigs' home, the pig on the roof sees the other two approaching. They run inside and duck under a bed made of bricks. The third pig pokes one of them. They disappear briefly under the bed, then peek out.
The wolf! You got her!
A sign above a shelf reads, Wolf Exterminators. The third pig dumps an axe, a trap, a shovel, and a box labeled Unpop Popcorn into a bag and shuts it. Grabbing the bag, he rushes out of the house. The other pigs watch as he jumps over a fence and heads into the forest. At Grandma's, Red Riding Hood trips and the wolf pounces on her. She leaps out of his grasp and lands near the wardrobe, covering her head with the cape. Grandma peers out through a small door in the top of the wardrobe. She pulls Red Riding Hood in with the handle of an umbrella and shuts the door. The pouncing wolf crashes headfirst against the wardrobe, then tugs repeatedly at the locked doors. Outside, the third pig dashes through the front yard at such a speed that he nearly skids past the cottage. He opens the front door and he sees the wolf yanking the wardrobe doors.
Open the door and let me in!
The pig tiptoes toward the wolf. Grabbing the box of unpopped popcorn, he carefully dumps some into the wolf's trousers. With the shovel, he scoops hot coals from a fireplace, then runs to the wolf and dumps them in his pants. The wolf jumps up and shoots through the roof. He lands outside the house. Fresh popcorn flies out of his pants as he races away. The two pigs with instruments watch as the wolf heads into the forest. Smiling at each other, they shake hands. Now, the pig in overalls pumps an organ's lever as Red Riding Hood presses the keys. The two other pigs join in on flute and fiddle, while Grandma knits in a rocking chair. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios, voiced by Jedediah Barton.